When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is a Tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will be on the show this morning, most likely around 9. Tomorrow, Celtics Wednesday with Mego on the show at 9. And Thursday, Bruins Thursday with Mike Milbury at 9. So another busy week in the build up towards Thanksgiving, which Curtis is just around the corner. Do you have a Thanksgiving forecast yet, Curtis?
Yeah, it's going to be 51 winds out of the south southwest. It's going to be dry still. Might be a red flag day.
Okay, excellent. It's a good day for some high school football.
Can we get that Trump Thanksgiving drop again? Because that was a good all timer.
We have a lot to get to in addition to Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday. That includes They Said It.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving. That includes They Said It coming up at 7. And we'll talk about what Bill Belichick said when handing a backhanded compliment in the direction of Drake May and other things. And then the news of Courtney coming up at 7:45 on this morning show. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Time, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but you've been on a bit of a Clash run lately. Did you not play the Clash yesterday?
I don't think I played it yesterday. I think I played it end of last week. I played Spanish Bombs, I believe.
Yes, you did. Was that? Oh, maybe that was Friday. That was not today. But that is Rocking the Casbah.
Greg, yes. Old show trivia. I guessed that song accurately and won the inaugural Battle of the Brainless against Mutt.
Really?
I guessed Rock the Casbah. I didn't say Casbah, but it was still upheld by the Russian judge. But,
oh, you got the win.
Yeah, Rock the Casbah.
Okay, yep. Nailed it.
Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So one of the big reasons why Drake May didn't start the season was because everybody on the planet, it seemed like, was worried about the offensive line and how much pressure Drake May would be under. Well, these stats are from Benjamin Solak of ESPN. When pressured, Drake May this season, 6th in EPA per dropback, 10th in the league in success rate, and 9th in first down / touchdown rate. So that last one there is basically on those plays when he's pressured, how often is he getting a first down or a touchdown? He's 9th in the league. He's top 10 in every metric, whereas Jacoby Brissett was 24th, 19th, 24th in all of those same metrics. So just as Wiggy and I think even at times Curtis was trying to explain to people, Drake May and his mobility and the way in which he plays the game of football minimizes the impact of a bad offensive line. And just, you know, maybe once at sometime ever people will actually listen when we say that a quarterback who can move is probably going to help a bad offensive line. Just maybe. Yeah. But I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, how frustrating is it going to be if this team continues their winning ways and ends up one or two games out of a playoff spot when theoretically you look at some of those early season games that they lost with Jacoby Brissett and think that maybe Drake May would have led to a different outcome?
Mm-hmm. I think even if you're not like extremely close to being a playoff team, I think people are still frustrated knowing that, like, hey, the growth and development of Drake May would have been light years ahead of where it is when the season's over if you would have just not only started him in week one, but think about all those reps and opportunities that he missed out, and mini camp, OTAs, and training camp.
Because in just 3 weeks, he's gone from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was great the first time that he was under center, but now weeks into it, he's even better. So imagine if you had those extra, 6 weeks?
I would say longer than that.
He's played for 4 weeks. Am I correct about that?
Right.
Am I not?
Well, yeah, yes. This would be, yeah.
So it would have been like a six original, six games that you went with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem right that it was that. I mean, got in that, the end of that game, whatever that was.
Five games for Brissett.
Yeah.
But you would have think not only that, he would have got the majority of reps in training camp and mini camp and OTAs. So it's a lot more, you know, you're just counting the game reps, which I understand, but he would have been getting all those reps from the day he got drafted, and that would have been even, you know, more beneficial to him because we're counting in whatever training camp is, you know, 4 weeks of training camp.
It does have to make you excited, though, to consider that if he has all of next offseason and all of next preseason, and then you go into the next season where he's going to be exponentially better.
Yeah, that's why I said if you're the Patriots organization, you got the guy in place. Now it's about actually putting some legitimate pieces around them. Because if they continue to win, you're probably going to be picking somewhere like 15th.
And this is another area where Elliott Wolf was wrong. He was right to draft the guy, but Gerard Mayo was very much in favor of playing him sooner than the organization wanted to.
Right.
The players were revolting. Like, it's not a good sign in that side of the table where Elliott Wolf was so petrified of this guy playing, they absolutely would be in the playoff hunt right now.
Now, what do you say to somebody like Game Dog, who is in the Twitch chat right now, saying, y'all acting like May is going out there and throwing for over 300 yards and four touchdowns?
I would just like to point out that nobody but Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow are doing that on a week-to-week basis. So, like, that's not what we're asking him to do.
And why are you saying y'all?
He's from down south.
I like that word. Yeah. Y'all's a good word.
Yeah.
Don't hate on y'all.
When I talk football, I use southern words to sound like I know more.
Well, I would think that I would say to him is that it's really the development of Drake May. Yeah, he's not out there throwing for 300-plus yards, but it's really...
Well, one could argue that the development came because he was able to watch Jacoby Brissett.
No one would ever argue that.
I bet there's a lot of development there.
Elliott Wolf would probably.
Maybe
Alex Van Pelt would.
I don't think neither one of them would argue that.
I don't know where Alex Van Pelt stood on the whole thing when it came to the plan, but maybe they would argue that.
What do you say to the people that say he was concussed only, you know, four games in? What would have happened if he started week
one. Yeah, I don't subscribe to the injury thing because anytime you step on a football field, you run the risk of getting hurt. So I'm not buying that one. I'm not subscribing to that one.
Tua just came back from a concussion and he tried to tackle a guy with his head at the guy's knees last night. Yeah. Like I don't buy it.
Yeah.
All right, Chime. Thank you.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So we are about exactly a week removed from the presidential election, and I have bad news for men.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what the 4B movement is?
I think I've seen this.
It is centered around four no's. The no's are no dating men, getting married, having kids, or having sex.
Mm.
It originated in Korea, but it has migrated to the United States with influencers using the hashtag to boycott men for electing Donald Trump to another term in office. There is a desire for women to just spurn all men's advances and to, I don't know what to do, but they want all men to be punished for the decision they made in the election of Donald Trump as the 47th president of the United States.
Mm.
So I don't know what, if just be out there, maybe in the Twitch chat, they might be more aware of it than I am, but 4B movement is real. It's coming for you. And I would just say, you know, maybe create a new Hinge profile.
Courtney would say that's cap because women ain't going without having, little snuggle bunny with them.
No, I think the issue with today's society is that men think that they're the only ones who want sex. So
that
was a man-written story for sure.
Yeah, women want it.
What do you mean?
Because I think plenty of women voted for Donald Trump, too. Oh. To make this a man v. female thing is dumb.
So you're saying it was written by a man who can't have sex and he's just trying to justify
exactly
why he can't get
saying.
Sex?
I believe that.
We're all falling into his trap.
Well, I think it's the influencers who Curtis is pointing out are women.
I don't know how many influencers Curtis follows, but I follow quite a few and I haven't seen it once.
Oh, and I bet you those influencer ladies, they like a little lay down.
Yeah.
It was written by Kelsey Ablels and Kelly something or other in the Washington Post.
From what journalistic background?
Washington Post.
Well, I can guarantee.
Okay, exactly. When's the last time you've, like, this is what bothers me when it comes to elections. talk, because Curtis
this
makes
is
fun
not
of
election talk. This is people reacting to the election.
So it's election talk.
Pretty well, much.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? That's what we're having this conversation about.
The horse.
Well,
or
that's
the
issue, is the eggs
Curtis,
are being withheld.
Because I disagree with you, you and Greg can laugh at each other and look at each other, but right. if I disagree with you, I can have
I'm
a comeback.
I'm not even looking
okay.
at him.
If I'm shots not even fired, reacting. What
well, no, at the beginning of the show, you guys were looking at each other laughing at me, so now I want to use my voice and come back at him.
Use it, Courtney.
Yeah, I would like to.
Well, which one? Okay, are you coming at both or just me?
What's, no, I'm coming at Curtis because he immediately right. wants to jump to these publications that he always says are lie. Right. And now when it backs something that he likes, he wants to tell talk
you're,
about
you're
it.
Getting friendly fire.
Right.
And
I bet you.
Well, I was trying to talk about the game earlier, right. and these two are looking at each other, chuckling. Oh. So I just,
I'm sorry. I was laughing at the assumption that having celebrities at a stadium affects how many regular people are there.
Okay, so
I thought that was kind of. I didn't know that we couldn't. I was chuckling. I wasn't chuckling at you.
Yeah.
I was chuckling at. Your statement being that you thought having some celebrities at a game in Los Angeles meant that there would be more people that are there watching football.
Well, Curtis just brought up influencers and celebrities bringing up the four no's or whatever it was.
Four B's.
So it's, I was just bringing it back to that.
I'm sorry that I didn't realize that you were upset about that.
I'm not upset about anything. I just feel like I can have a differing of opinions when it comes to something like this.
But should we just like if your opinion differs, you don't want us to say anything?
No, I definitely want you to say something. Okay. But am I allowed to give my opinion?
You should certainly are.
That's why
I bet
the
women that
on the show.
If there were two women who wrote that, I guarantee you before they wrote this, they didn't like men.
Precisely. I just think that it's funny that we talk about the Washington Post of a bunch of morons and then we cite an article talking about 4B when I've never heard about it to bring us back to election talk.
Because there's plenty of studies out there. Women have way higher sex drives than men do. So they ain't giving up.
Exactly.
They ain't giving
Especially
up.
Especially in this day and age, women aren't giving up sex.
No, they ain't giving up that
The only
pipe.
Downfall of sex is the men.
Yeah. Trump could be in office. They ain't giving up that pipe.
Correct. And again, a lot of women voted for Trump.
That they did?
Mm-hmm. Because he
Latinos
won the election.
And blacks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different people.
Yep.
All right. Well, should we take a break?
I don't need to take a break. Yeah. I don't know why we always have to take a break.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's kind of that time.
Okay.
I should do a political lead.
Me too.
I really.
Let's do it, all of us.
Well, I like Trump's theory. I love that the concealed weapons thing that Trump's spewing out.
What's
there.
What's that one?
That if you have a concealed weapons permit, that you can go across state lines no matter what.
Like
every
that.
State should be welcome into that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I do like that.
You Are know? You carrying right now? Or?
No. Right. I mean, but if I was, I'd be in my... Unless there's signs around here. I haven't checked the whole build. Unless there's signs that say no guns on the premises. But I'm not.
Difficult to carry a concealed weapon when on a gray bike? Or is that not?
No. They have so many beautiful holsters nowadays that, you know. Remember the saying, Greg? I'd rather get caught with it than without it.
You have said that.
Yeah. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And we will be right back. You said you do have a political lead, or are you?
Do it.
I mean, I always got a bunch of leads.
Do it.
All right, we will get to the rest of today's leads next.